VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump has fired his Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, and picked CIA Director Mike Pompeo to replace him. Trump has also nominated Gina Haspel, the current deputy director at the CIA, to replace Pompeo. Hours later, Tillerson appeared at the State Department and said, effective at the end of the day, he is delegating all authority to the deputy secretary of state. Trump told reporters Tuesday morning that he and Tillerson have been talking about this for a long time and they got along quite well, but they have a different mindset and different thinking. Trump and Tillerson have clashed for months over several issues. Tillerson did not dispute reports that he had called the president a moron. President Trump acknowledged Tuesday British evidence that the Russians may have seen or been behind the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in England. But he stopped short of blaming Moscow, quote, until we get the facts straight.
Theresa May is going to be speaking to me today. It sounds to me like they believe it was Russia, and I would certainly take that finding as fact.
Britain gave Russia by the end of Tuesday to explain how the nerve agent, developed by the then Soviet Union, was used to poison Skripal, a former Russian double agent who gave secrets to British intelligence officials. If Russia does not comply with the request, May said Britain would take, quote, extensive retaliatory action. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says several factions of Taliban forces fighting the U.S.-backed Afghan government have expressed an interest in trying to negotiate an end to the now 16-year-long war. This is VOA News. At least 40 people have been killed since Sunday in ethnic violence in northeastern Democratic Republic of Congo between Hema cattle herders and Lendu farmers, fighting between the two groups, instigated by Lendu-dominated militia, has killed dozens since December. Tensions between Hema and Lendu had mostly laid dormant since a conflict that happened between 1999 and 2007, in which tens of thousands of people died. Private media outlets in Cameroon are defying a ban on political programs imposed by the country's National Communication Council. The council had ordered the ban, insisting political debates may cause conflict ahead of senatorial elections on March 25th. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzaga reports from Yaoundé.
Public broadcaster CRTV and Cameroon Tribune have respected the NCC's order. But the Cameroon Journalist Trade Union President Dennis Kwebo and other private media outlets described it as an attack on press freedom. Many radio and television stations have refused to respect the NCC instructions. Cameroon has more than 500 newspapers and 100 radio and television stations. Last year, Cameroon's National Communication Council suspended 35 journalists and media outlets, accusing them of failing to respect professional norms and ethics. Some of those punished had criticized the government's handling of the crisis in the English-speaking regions. Others criticized senior state functionaries over the use of public funds. Moki Edwin Kinzaka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Turkish-led forces are claiming to have surrounded the city of Afrin, home to several thousand people in northwestern Syria and the main target of Turkey's Operation Olive Branch. President Trump is headed Tuesday, or already has arrived, actually, to the country's southwestern border with Mexico to look at 30-foot-tall prototypes of the wall he wants to build to try to stop illegal immigration. He is going to see 8 sample sections of walls just north of Tijuana, Mexico, that could be built along much of the U.S.'s 3,200-kilometer border with Mexico, but the $20 billion wall is controversial, and Congress has not yet funded it. Lawmakers are deadlocked over sweeping proposals to change immigration policies. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Great news. It's VOA.